Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, Speaker, Teacher, Author, but more importantly, an ongoing, lifelong student of the universe. And let me just start off by saying welcome to all of my new listeners. I've been hosting this show, wow, over a decade now, and I'm always getting new listeners and new audience, and I just want to say thank you for sharing, and I appreciate you, all of you. Reality happiness specialist, who the hell does she think she is? It's impossible to be happy all the time. Oh, no. What? Now, let me just be very, very clear. When I say happiness, let's not stay on a word. Let's move toward a vibration. When I talk about happiness, I'm talking about a vibration, a personal vibration of peace, a personal vibration of contentment, a personal vibration. You know how you can, you just feel in your shoulders are down, you feel relaxed. That is what I mean when I say happiness. And I know because that word gets a bad rap sometimes, but I'm really talking about a personal energy and vibration of contentment. That's what I'm talking about when I say happiness. Oh, and by the way, before I go on, if you want to call in and speak with me live, the number here is area code 646-564-9619. That's on Blog Talk Radio. Again, area code 646-564-9619. 564-9619, and or if you're on Wisdom, you can also ask to join. Oh, before I get into the topic of today's show, and let me tell you something, I am on fire. I was on fire yesterday when I was inspired to share about these current events and self-sabotage. I just, I'm inspired every week, usually the day before or even the morning of, to come up with a topic. No, none of this shit's planned. Oops, none of it's planned. Anyway, let me get back to my definition of happiness so we're all on the same page. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens, regardless of anything external going on, and regardless of what doesn't happen, waiting for something to manifest, the ability to be at peace. And the good news is this happiness thing, this inner peace, this contentment, guess what? It's a practice skill. Like any other skill from writing to being a musician, athlete, an actor, landscaper, chef, painter, gardener. I already said a landscaper. It is a practice skill, and if I can do it, you can do it. Okay, so I've been practicing over four decades. And why? This is for my new listeners. When I was younger, you remember blowing the candles out on your birthday cake and making a wish, or throwing a coin in a fountain and making a wish, or in a lake. I always wished for the same two things. Never changed. never changed. And the first one, the first wish was, I wanted to live to my potential. I had no idea what that meant. I had no vision of it. None of it. I just, I want to live to my potential, whatever the hell that means. And the second thing I always wish for is I wanted to be happy. Well, you know that when you ask, you get an answer. When you ask, you are given an answer. And so this happiness thing eluded me for a long time because I was just like most other programmed individuals that thought that, oh, sure, find my purpose, I'll be happy. Find Mr. Right, I'll be happy. Travel, titles behind my name, a bank account, with a lot of zeros behind the one. I'll be finally happy. And you know, and I know, that is the furthest from the truth. This contentment that I'm talking about, this inner peace that I'm mentioning, this happiness, is an inside job. It has nothing to do with anything external. But the programming is achieve a goal, accomplish, and then you'll feel happy. Or this having all this money, now you'll be free. Now you'll have a sense of freedom. Well, all of it is a state of all of it. You know those aren't true. We have countless and countless endless examples of people that are quote-unquote successful by today's standards, which also is another program. And I'm going to be talking about programs a lot. In fact, the book that I'm writing now, a Program for Unhappiness, will be out this year. Backing up. Let me back up a little bit. If you do any kind of If you study or are looking or are seeking the truth, you already know internally that there is nothing external that is going to add to this contentment. And in fact, the contentment can be found in a jail cell, Mr. Nelson Mandela. Contentment is not found with anything external. Okay, let me just get back to it. When I say happiness, it is a vibration. It is a foundation, just like turning on the temperature gauge for the room temperature in the house. You set your temperature gauge. You set your personal temperature gauge for contentment. You set your personal temperature gauge for inner peace or happiness. The same thing. Same thing. Don't get all caught up with the words. Or you can. And let me, before I go on, I do not pretend to have all of the answers. No. But what I can share with you is that I've tried it all. And all I'm doing is sharing with you what I've learned about this thing called happiness, this thing that a lot of people seem to be seeking. And when I say program for unhappiness, and I say that happiness is a practice skill, let me be even more specific. I'm up to 50 now, 50 programmed behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your peace, proven to subtract from your happiness, proven to subtract from contentment. I'm up to 50. So when I talk about programmed behaviors, I'm talking about eliminating, putting a spotlight on, focusing, you know, in those corners of the closet, those dark corners. Is this a program? And we're going to be talking about this self-sabotage thing. Is that a program or is that real? Oh, I cannot wait to get to that. Or is that a real thing? So the first part of the practice is to gradually eliminate, with patience and with practice, all of those behaviors that have been proven to subtract from inner peace, contentment, and happiness. So I have a list again. I said 50. I'm up to 50. Let me share with you the latest ones that I just added to the list this week. The good news is about these programmed behaviors. They were all learned. And whatever you learned, you can unlearn. In fact, there was a quote today on Instagram. Let me swear to it because I typed it out. It was so good. Okay, here we go. Here we go. This isn't me. I found this. It was posted. Here we go. As soon as you're born, you're given a name, a nationality, a religion, or not, a race, and a culture. Then you spend the rest of your life identifying with and defending that program. I'm going to have to read that again only because it's so good. I think it's really good. As soon as you're born, you're given a name, a nationality, a religion, a race, and a culture. Then you spend the rest of your life identifying with and defending that identity. Identifying with and defending that program. Can everybody agree on that one? Or not? One of the things that I practice is you don't have to agree. I gave up trying to convince people a long time ago. But you can feel the truth. When you really dig deep, you can feel the truth. And the truth is, who are we? We are spiritual, conscious energy having a human experience. That's it. This authentic self, knowing my authentic self. Well, your authentic self is your conscious energy having a human experience. That's it. So, my purpose, scratch that. One of my purposes is to expose these programs because it's not the events that happen that make suffering, that cause suffering. It's not the external events. It's the thoughts and the judgments behind the event that you're experiencing. It's not the event itself. That's why when I share, life is just an experience without a judgment. I'm just like you. I'm programmed to judge something. Oh, this is a wanted moment, or this is an unwanted moment. You follow me here? We're either having wanted moments or unwanted moments. It's pretty simple. And so when those, let me just speak for myself. And so when those wanted moments come to my my life, yeah, let's go. Wow, this is great. And when the unwanted moments come, and who are those unwanted moments? Who determines these moments are unwanted? What is the entity that says this moment is unwanted? So who's saying that? If you listen to me before, you know, I go back and forth with this ego, whatever you want to call it, ego, the mind, critical mind, lower consciousness, whatever you want to call it, be very mindful of that entity because I guarantee you that it's never satisfied. It lives, it feeds on discontent. There needs to be something else in this moment. This moment is not enough for me. This moment needs to be more. This moment, no thank you. I'd like another moment, please. Can I order a different moment, a moment that I'm going to want? And when you recognize that voice or that constant storyteller, when you recognize that storyteller, you'll be able to, you will be able to experience more contentment. Because those stories that come up, those programmed stories of this is not enough, of making a judgment, you know all judgments are programmed. You did not pop out of the womb knowing how to judge. Learning, but the thing is, when I say practice eliminating the programmed behaviors, know that you're always going to have something to do. Know that you're never going to be bored. The programs pop up all the time. Let me share this one too, just because, especially having a lot of new people today. I get new followers organically. You can Google this study, and if you've heard me say it a million times, take a break, come back in about 1 minute. But this is a powerful study. It was done by a hospice nurse in Australia. Her name is Bronnie Ware. You can Google it. It's called The 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying. What? She said the 5 most common regrets of the dying. So this hospice nurse asked her patients who had weeks to live, days to live, months to live, what are your regrets? You know, let me just digress. Yesterday I was teaching a fitness class, and I asked one of my students, do you have any regrets? And one woman said no, and this gentleman said, yes, of course. He was very animated and very convicted. Of course, if you don't have any regrets, what kind of person doesn't have any regrets? That's stupid. I mean, he was going on and on and on. I mean, I think I really pushed a button when I said, do you have any regrets? And he went on to describe all the people that if they don't have regrets, something's wrong with them. Now I'm in my personal life, so I'm quiet. I don't try to teach anybody anything. Scratch that, teach. I don't try to share anything unless I'm asked. But yeah, of course you're supposed to have regrets. Having regrets is another program. But here we go. The 5 most common regrets of the dying. The first one is, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I started off like that when I was younger, in my teens and my 20s, trying to please my father. Not trying, definitely wanting to please my father. Yeah, it wasn't about my life. It was about what would make him happy. Oh, I spent a lot of time doing that. The second regret is, I wish I didn't work so hard. Listen, you workaholics, go for it, do it. But one of the 5 most common regrets is, I wish I didn't work so hard. The third regret, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Well, yours truly doesn't have that issue. The fourth one, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And again, who am I to go back and forth with somebody that's dying? But the truth is, a lot of times we outgrow people. We're different. I know I'm different than I was, a month ago. And so when you outgrow someone, and maybe the energy isn't compatible. I'm not pushing back on the dying. I'm just throwing in my 2 cents. Number 5, I wish I would have been happier. That's it. And as far as I'm concerned, I went after all of this happiness stuff for whatever reason. Is number one for me. Number one, regardless of what I do, regardless of what I accomplish, regardless of what the world throws at me, if I don't have any inner peace, if I don't feel any contentment, what am I doing? That's just me. I'm a little different, if you haven't noticed. And I realize that what I share on this show, this message is controversial, disruptive, it's contentious, and it's also unpopular. But I don't care. You want the world to change. You want to be of service to this, be of service. vibrate peace, vibrate contentment, be an energy of peace, be an energy of contentment, and keep everything moving and do everything else that you want to do. What is it, the apple before the horse, the cart before the horse? Whichever is first, I'm putting contentment first. Everything else is second. But that's my decision, and that's my journey. Let me get to today's topic. Oh, boy, here we go. I get a lot of comments, conversation, pushback, especially when I tell people that I don't watch the news. I don't watch the news. There's no peace in watching the news. This is just me. I'm just sharing me. And this is another thing. We are as different as our fingerprints. We're different. The programming is not to accept the differences. The programming is to judge somebody that's different than you. And it's so easy. It's so easy to make a judgment about someone else, especially if they don't have the same views that I have. Oh, my goodness, I was the best at it. In fact, don't tell anybody. I've shared this before. Oh, my gosh, don't tell anyone. Shh, please, keep it to yourself. I used to think that if people in the world were more like me, this would be a better place. If people in the world were thought more like me, color, no, I don't see color. This would be a better place. That's another program, quite frankly. I don't think that anymore. And I'm even open to, especially open to people that just don't have the same beliefs, opinions. It's all right. I'm over it. The sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. Let me back up. You know what I learned, and then I'm going to get to today's topic, current events. You know what I learned this week? It was a video, Eckhart Tolle, and what was it about? It was on YouTube. Great teacher. And he was talking about triggers. I believe that was the one I was watching. Anyway, I learned something. He was talking about the ego. And he said that the ego is unconscious. And if you are conscious, and I'm paraphrasing, then you don't have an ego. Meaning, let me just say this, there is still that entity that tells the stories, that judges, that complains, that it isn't content. But if you're conscious and you're able to know the difference, Or even know that is not you, that entity that is so discontented, know that is not you, then there is no ego anymore. I definitely know the difference, and I know you know the difference too. Well, a lot of you know the difference. One of the newest programs that I added to my list of 50 program behaviors that subtract from happiness is, let's see, where is it? Number 46. Okay, here we go. Having an energy or demonstrating an energy, a sense of urgency. This has to change now. No, let's go. Today, in this moment, can you feel this sense of urgency? And it happened to me this week because, you know, taxes are due, and my accountant or CPA sent all of, you know, the documents back. Was it on Thursday or Friday? It was Friday. And then he said, did you fill out the 1099 for, huh? In other words, I was given an assignment. The deadline is April the 18th now for taxes. And boy, oh boy, did I come up with this human panicking energy of, oh, I've got to go through all that and find this information. And why didn't you tell me a month ago? I mean, I sent my tax information in February. Now it's April. Oh, that kind of sense of urgency. I hope I'm giving a good example. You know, oh, it has to happen now. This has to change now. There was absolutely no calmness. I went from feeling relaxed to, damn it, there's a deadline here. You don't want to mess with the IRS. And that's why I added that to this list of program behaviors, that sense of urgency. Now, I'm not talking about anything that has something to do with danger. Yes, you know, come on, this is not actual danger. Of course, sense of danger, car, you know, a tiger is running at you. What a horrible example. How many people have a tiger running at them? Okay, a bear in the forest, that's another bad example. Unless you're one of those people that live in Alaska. You know that that television show, Life Below Zero, one of my favorites. But unless you are in real danger, what's the sense of urgency? That's just another program. Anyway, I wanted to share that. Let me get to today's current events, because that's the topic. So, push back on watching the news, not watching the news. I am not just, you know, skipping through the tulips. Oh, what a wonderful life. Oh, you and everything, you're wonderful. But I definitely know and believe and trust that whatever is happening is in divine order. I do trust that. Even the events that I wouldn't create, I wouldn't want. If I could snap my fingers, there would not be one child on this planet that got hurt. There wouldn't be a woman that got raped. There wouldn't be hunger. There wouldn't be any wars. There wouldn't be any fear. Trust me, if I was in charge, I would snap my fingers so there wouldn't be any suffering, human suffering. But I'm not. So now what? The only thing I have control over, is that person in the mirror. And I, from the Dalai Lama this week, asking this young boy to suck his tongue, to the riots in France. I mean, I looked at those videos this morning. The rioting in I don't know if it's in France or Paris, whatever, it's in France. There was a law that was passed pushing back the retirement age from 62 to 65, and people are rioting. What else? Oh, human trafficking, children, enslavement. I know all of this. Don't you know that if I could snap my fingers, but I can't. I don't have that power. So what can I do? I can contribute with money, with time, all of it. But I don't pretend to say that this world doesn't have, I mean, looking at it, come on, all of the anger, all of the murders, all of the shootings. I get it. What can I do about that? And the only thing that I can come up with, well, there may be more other than contributing time, finances, whatever. And everybody's different. Everybody contributes in their own way. Let me back up just a little bit. Water, H2O. There are different states of water. There are the frozen state. There's the flowing state, regular water, and then there's if you set water on fire, it's going to eventually be steam. So let's just say three states, from the ice cube to the flowy water, the water that you drink, to steam. I've used this example before, steam. And I'm using these examples as an analogy to how, I'm only going to speak for myself, I want to be ice cube, rigid, closed, hard, water, more flowy, or steam. How am I able to serve the best? And you know, that's the best. For me, I'm choosing the steam. Open, airy, that is my, I don't want to say preference, because one of the program behaviors that subtracts from happiness is having a preference. Because sometimes I'm not open and airy and steamy. Sometimes it does feel like those unwanted moments. Oh, God, feeling this, I don't even want to say that, because that's another program. I'm stuck. That's another program, by the way. Stuck. How about letting go of all the judgment? You know what? Now I'm talking. Now I'm thinking, is that a judgment with the ice cube and the water and the steam? No, it's just a description. There's a big difference between a description and a judgment. And I'm just describing. Give me the steam. Anyway, back to the current events. I don't even know if I covered all of that, the current events. Yes, let's see, current events. Okay, let me say this. This is what I believe. Since I am, the universe is living through me or experiencing this humanness through me, That's what it's doing, that the universe wants to experience things that my little pea brain wouldn't, no thank you. I don't want to experience getting my head cut off. I don't want to experience getting eaten. In fact, let me share this. Here we go. It was probably 10 years ago. 10 years ago. How many of you know or have heard of Esther Hicks, Abraham and Esther Hicks? You can Google it. She channels an entity called Abraham. And I was in California. It has to be at least 10 years ago. And I went to see her live, you know, and Abraham comes out. And I just knew Abraham was going to ask me a question. I mean, I just knew Abraham was going to pick me. Yeah, pick me, Abraham. Pick me. But Abraham didn't pick me. But one of the things that Abraham said, which always stuck with me, is that you may not understand it. You may not may not. It's very difficult to understand that there are an animal that comes back, you know, reincarnates and comes back to be eaten. Why would anyone want that? But very limited understanding, very limited thought. Why would an animal want to come back to be eaten? Why would someone want to come back to experience the most brutal of experiences on this planet? Why? The universe, and I use the term universe, you can throw in anything you want, source, higher power, God, whatever term you like. Why would the universe want to experience some of the most horrific things that this human world some of the most horrific things that have happened on this planet, but it seems like there's always some kind of war going on. Why would the universe want to experience that? I can't wrap my head around it. I don't even try. Again, if you want to speak with me, you can call in. The number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. I don't get it. And that's another practice. The practice of being okay, being at peace with not knowing everything, with not understanding everything. I'm at peace with it. Don't even try. But I'll tell you this. It used to be one of those know-it-alls. I know. And the stories behind I knowing, me knowing. Anyway, that's my topic of current events. Yes, I realize what's out there in the world. Yes, I realize all of it. But how can I contribute? How do I contribute to things that I don't have control over? I don't have control over. Number one, trust that whatever is happening, oh, this is a hard one, whatever is happening, there is a purpose to it. Ah, I know. It leaves a taste in my mouth, too. Everything that happens, there is a divine order to it. There is a purpose for it. And I got to let that go with the trust. Here we go. Self-sabotage. How many of you, raise your hand, I'll be able to sense it. How many of you believe that this self-sabotaging thing is a thing? I know that the world teaches it. I know. Or do you believe that this self-sabotaging thing is another program? I'll give you one guess. Which way do you think yours truly is leaning? This world sells dissatisfaction. Be dissatisfied with where you are, who you are, with the life that's unfolding. Be dissatisfied with it. And you know the reason why you're in this predicament? You know the reason why you're experiencing it? Because you're self-sabotaging yourself. Because of the self-sabotaging. Oh, my goodness. I don't know, you know how people contact you on LinkedIn. And I talked to a couple people, one, you know, doctor, chiropractor, a lot of respect, very bright, And this is the second experience I've had with these, the people that really say that, yeah, you're self-sabotaging yourself. You're self-sabotaging, yes. And so there was a meeting, and I went. It was an hour, and it was all about how we all self-sabotage. And it starts young. It starts from when you're a child, what you learn. It starts from some trauma. I get all of that. I promise you I do. But I have a question. Do you think that if the universe or God, whatever you want to call it, has a plan for you, which does, has a plan for you, has a destiny for you, has a journey for you, that you could do anything to stop it? That you could do anything to slow it down? That you could do anything to speed it up? Do you think that God's plan is not going to be fulfilled? Hello? I don't. And I get it. We have to sell something. And when did this self-sabotage, I'm not even going to say shit. When did this self-sabotage stuff start? Was this self-sabotage in the caveman days? Did we start self-sabotaging ourselves in the 18, when they were building the pyramids? Did we start self-sabotaging in the 1800s? 1929 during the Depression, I'm really not good at history. 1929 in the Depression, when did we start with this self-sabotaging? When did this stuff come up? Or is it just another program to make an individual believe that they can make something happen that God has planned? Alter God's plan. You got a chakra that's blocked. That means it's blocking. That means it's blocking your abundance. And what is this abundance? Oh, money. You know, the biggest carrot that the world throws out. I even watched a video, and this guy has $100 bill, and he's waving it. You want more of this? You got to plant a seed. I'm not buying into that program. What happens is this unsatisfaction, people feed off of anyone that is unsatisfied. I told you this was controversial. I told you this was contentious. I told you we'd be pushing buttons over here. I listened for a whole hour about, here we go. You got examples. You're on a diet. You're on a diet for 12 days or 14 days, and then, you see a cookie and you eat a cookie. I'm self-sabotaging myself. Now in that moment, you wanted a cookie. Next. I mean, if you want to buy into the self-sabotaging program, go for it, run with it. I ain't doing it. There is no way that little old me, this little I can stop anything that God has planned for me. And the time that it's planned. What if it's just not time? I'll tell you this. If something is happening, it's supposed to be happening. And if it's not happening, guess what? It's just not time. It's just not time. There is nothing in this universe that doesn't get done. Everything that needs to get done in the universe gets done. Now, you got a program that says get something done, and you got another program that says don't get anything done. But the universe is content with each moment. You're going to live your destiny, period. Scratch that. I'm not going to talk about you. How about this? I'm going to live my destiny. I'm living my destiny. And there's nothing that I can do, say, act is going to change it. And in fact, this universe is has a sense of humor, a horrible sense of humor. The things that this unconscious ego complains about, these unwanted moments, the universe laughs. And this is another thing that I believe. And I'm okay if you don't believe it. But before I even reincarnated into this life, into this human form, I said, you know what, I want to have a little bit of this, I'll take a little bit of that, I'll take the you know, handyman getting the house, I'll take the health issues, I'll take the IRS audit, the scams, you know, the last year, I've been scammed twice, thousands of dollars. I'll take that. Yeah, I want to experience that. Oh, how about this one? Remember last month when I was going to be interviewed I was going to tell the whole story from the beginning to the end about the handyman, the attorney, which is a still ongoing, 5 years ongoing legal battle, 5 years. Guess what? Guess what? If I let my ego, my unconscious ego, make a judgment on that, that's way too long. So what's the practice? What's the lesson? Patience. That will end whenever it's time for it to end. But my ego likes to count. This is year three, this is year four, this is year five. Whatever year it is, it's supposed to take that amount of time. Sorry, ego. I'm not going to get wrapped up into a program, into a story that tells me that this moment is not perfection, that the present moment, there is something wrong with the present moment. There is nothing wrong with the moments in the universe. Why is it I'm here as a human and I find something wrong with the present moment? I'm not buying into it. If I'm experiencing something, there's a reason for it. Especially if I'm up here claiming, happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, especially. There's a reason for it. And this growth, this expansion, it feels like shedding. Do I need to practice more patience? Do I need to practice knowing that, do I need to practice more trust that it will evolve, it is evolving, it will end when it's supposed to end? Apparently, yes. Yes. And there's something about trusting. There's something about trusting, blindly trusting, that this life is unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to. There's nothing I need to do, nothing I need to chase, nothing I need to accomplish, meaning, got to get this done, got to get this done. In fact, let me hit you with this example. This book that I've been writing, Program for Unhappiness, it's at least 5 years in the making, at least, maybe longer than that. No, it was because, I was in California, longer than that. Guess what? I could say, oh, boy, procrastination. Oh, I didn't do it. This is another day I didn't write. Or the truth is, this is what I believe the truth is, it wasn't time for that book to come out. There are so many lessons, so many changes, so many, so many things that I could not have shared in 2020 or 2019 or 2018. It's going to be out this year, at least. That's what I'm feeling. I spent almost 8 hours just writing yesterday. It was crazy. I don't know where it came from. I just started writing. It's going to be out this year. At least that's what I feel, because it's time. And it wasn't time 10 years ago, and it wasn't time 8 years ago, but it's time now. I can feel it. You can feel. You can feel inspiration. You can feel it. I'm letting myself off the hook. You can keep yourself on the hook if you want to. I'm letting myself off the hook. I'm not making anything happen or not making anything happen. Everything happens when it's time, just like in the universe. Self-sabotage, I'm not buying into it. And when did it start? When did all this new modern, now we're self-sabotaging ourselves. Oh, I mean, I get it. I really do. But I'm not buying into that program. I'm not buying into it. Whatever is planned for me, I'm not going to be able to stop it, to start it, to delay it. I'm just not. Regardless of what my unconscious ego wants me to believe. And another thing, I'm not identifying with that ego, authentic self. Yeah, whoever I am, when I say authentic self, conscious energy, that's my authentic self. Everything else is a question or a program. I said it at the beginning of the show. As soon as you're born, you're given a name, a nationality, a religion, a race, and a culture. Then you spend the rest of your life identifying with the name, the nationality, a religion, a race, and a culture. I'm over it. No, thank you. My authentic self is conscious energy. And whatever I'm experiencing in the moment, can I practice just not judging it? Can I practice being okay with it? Whatever you are vibrating in any moment, know that that's your contribution to the planet. So if you're vibrating acceptance, if you're vibrating trust, if you're vibrating love, and I mean unconditional love, just like the universe. The sun rises and the sun sets when it's time. Not one moment sooner, not one moment later. The moon changes phases when it's time. Not one moment sooner, not one moment later. I don't know about you, but that causes my soul to relax. To relax. Isn't it time to start enjoying this ride? That's a question that only you can answer. Program behaviors. By the way, These 50 program behaviors are going to be in the book, Program for Unhappiness. The last, let's see, waiting, okay. And so one of the programs I talked about, urgency, and this other program, how about this one? This is a real common one. Waiting for something to happen in order to feel better. Waiting for something to happen, waiting for something to change, waiting for something to manifest so I'm going to feel better. Yeah, I'll feel great when all this is over. How about, well, I'm talking about the legal battle between me and the attorney. How about Sean Tanko, probate commissioner in Las Vegas? How about feeling good, feeling a gratitude for this moment and not waiting? How about letting go of the waiting? How about feeling good in the moment? You heard one of the five biggest regrets of the dying. I wish I would have been happier. How many moments am I going to spend waiting for something to change in order for me to feel this inner peace and contentment, a.k.a. happiness? The last thing I want to say is these stories, these endless, you know, thought stories, be very mindful of the stories that keep coming up over and over, just regurgitating, just vomiting out stories after story as to why something is like this, why something is a certain way. Be mindful of the stories. I'm done with the stories. I'm not believing one story, including a story about I'm self-sabotaging myself. No, not believing that. It's just not time. Inspiration is powerful, and inspiration cannot be stopped, cannot be halted. I can't. You can feel when you're inspired. Anyway, I get it. I get what the world says. I do. I've heard it. I just got just a different take on it. And I'm going to leave you with this one, the programmed addictions. We've all heard about the addictions to drugs, alcohol, gambling, shopping, food. What about the addiction to, here we go, the addictions to drama? What about the addiction to worrying? You know that worrying? You weren't born worrying. That's another program. That's another program. Kind of like this self-sabotage program. Did I say that out loud? The addiction to comparing, the addiction to talking about the past, the addiction to living in the future. How about this one? The addiction to sharing bad news. How many of you cannot wait to share bad news? I don't get it. The addiction to judging, the addiction to anger, the addiction to sadness, the addiction to holding a grudge, the addiction to blame. Oh, there's a ton of them. I'm going to end it with that. Oof. In closing, current events, I get it. I know, again, if I could change the world in a snap of a finger, I'd be the first one snapping my finger. How can I serve? By being a human example of the universe, a walking, talking, squawking human example of the universe. Self-sabotage, that's going to be on you. What feels better? What, scratch that, what feels better? What vibes better? How does that settle in your soul that you're doing something that's going to stop God from executing the plan? Okay. Hey, thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, unless I'm not inspired. And my website, RebeccaNorrington.com, that's R-E-B-E-C-C-A, NORRINGTON.com. Follow me on Twitter. The website is going to be updated. You know, I've been updating this website for a year. I've gone through three website people. One of them was a scammer. $2,400 out the door. Anyway, life moves on. What's the purpose of that? Thanks, universe. That's part of the journey too. And you know what? Let me just share what that is about with me. This thing about justice and something being unfair and not being right. Oh, that's a program that I have deep. It's unfair and it's unjust. It's another program. Okay, hold on. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. That's another thing that's going to be updated. When it's time, my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And I wrote a chapter in the book I read, which is a collaboration of at least 25 authors that shared a personal story about which author has impacted their lives the most. I have a few, but I'm going to have to say David Hawkins is my favorite, Dr. David Hawkins. And you can go on YouTube and find a lot of his videos. And you know what else? I just discovered Alan Watts. Alan Watts is, what was he, in the 50s or the 60s? Find him on YouTube too. Just what a teacher. Okay, Program for Unhappiness is going to be published this year. I just don't know when, but it is going to be out this year. I'm about 80% finished with it now. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing, especially if you're self-aware. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend. And remember, this is from Abraham, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. And remember, happiness, contentment, and inner peace are all practiced skills. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace, the more contentment you will experience, and your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good.